Dylan and Bryce with your 10 AM headlines. Starting with some local news, an American company has applied to begin growing and selling genetically modified purple tomatoes in Queensland. The tomato is set to be introduced to Australia by Norfolk Heavy Produce, a United States-based company marketing the plant. The tomatoes will have two snapdragon genes added, resulting in a purple colour similar to eggplants and great health benefits. All Aussie Farmers, a Victoria-based fresh produce marketing company, has entered an exclusive commercial partnership to bring the fruit here. Managing Director Travis Murphy said the purple tomato would first be grown in greenhouses in southeast Queensland, should approval be granted by early next year. UQ PhD candidate Jacob Birch is prepared to return locally extinct native grains to Queensland grasslands. The project aims to collaborate with Gamilaroi and Yagara people to reintroduce species that are culturally significant, some of which cannot be found in the country. With land gifted by Gatton Farm stakeholders and facilitated by Indigenous engagement staff from the UQ Science Department and Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation, the project is reliant on the generosity of volunteer work. Birch says the reintroduction plan is, quote, a door we walk through into a bigger opportunity as it has the ability to improve the lives of Indigenous people across Australia, end quote. In national news, hundreds of Australians have registered for government assistance to leave Iran and Israel as the two countries escalate their conflict. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says that around 350 Australians in Iran and 300 in Israel are seeking help, with airspace closures preventing departures. Wong has urged that Australians with family in the region stay calm, and she has joined global calls for de-escalation, citing concerns for civilian harm, as well as pledging to help with assisted evacuations. This comes as Israel claims to have full aerial control over Tehran, while Iran has launched over 100 missiles in response.
A Tasmanian family has called for more awareness following the overpricing of disability equipment at secondhand stores. Bridget Lockley, the mother of a disabled child, was in a Tasmanian tip store when she saw an adaptive children's bike sold for $500 without required safety checks or regulations. The bike, which typically sold for only $25 in accessibility stores, has led to interest in the ethics of pricing at these specialist items. Why the National Disability Insurance Scheme is available in Tasmania, Lockley explains that quote, stores like the tip shop should help fill a role, especially for those families currently going without the support of NDIS, end quote. In international news, the Trump Organization has announced it will enter the mobile phone market as Donald Trump Jr. claimed the sector is lackluster. The phone is to be marketed towards Trump supporters, with the price of payment plan starting at $47.45. A nod to both Trump's position as the 45th and 47th president. This move has drawn ethical concerns over the president's involvement in the tech sector, with the White House rejecting claims that the president is using his name for profit. The gold-plated T1 phone is already available for pre-order at $499. For your weather today, Brisbane has a cover of clouds. It is currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. There is no fire danger warning today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
I ain't going to chat with you about Trump.
I'm ready.
Oh, no. But purple, let's go on to purple tomatoes. Like, for workers, where is the need? Are they healthy? Is that what it's going to be?
I think it's like the genes from the snapdragon, and I guess the purple thing is just marketing as well.
Yeah, I love tomatoes, but I don't know if I could go a purple one.
Bit of a hard pitch.
It is, because... They say that you can eat with your eyes, and you eat with all the other senses, and biting into something purple and getting something tomato-y, I don't think I'm going to. But hey, each to their own. at least it's better news than the crap that's going on over in America. So thank you for bringing that.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the update at 11 a.m.
All right, thank you.
Mind you, now we're going to go for a track from one of our faves here on Workers Power, the Black Assassins, here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
If you don't want to hear cheeky language, you better switch the radio now, because 4ZZZ is about to play some naughty words.